I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran is intensifying crackdowns on anything perceived as Western. The regime announced a new campaign increasing arrests of women without hijab in public. Iranian women who've been arrested say they're accused of loving America. Iranian Christians are also treated with suspicion for ties to the West. Joe Willie with Sat7 says they recently heard from one Iranian Christian.
He had applied for a job with an excellent salary, but he also had to write his religion, and he wrote Christian/Protestant. But the owner sadly just said, if you were not a Christian, then with your experience, your capabilities, you would go into management in the IT department, and you'd get an excellent salary, but we do not employ Christians.
Pray for Iranian Christians' gospel witness. And the iconic record-breaking Jesus film is hitting theaters worldwide in a new animated format in 2025. Chris Deckert with the Jesus Film Project explains the shift in format.
There's quite a few reasons to go animated with the Jesus film, but one of them is just with the way that the world is today and the age of the world, we want to have a way that we can have an impact with those who are engaging media in new ways.
The original format of the film was translated into over 2,100 languages.
And so for every new language that we work on, we're going to be doing the traditional Jesus film in the classic way, and all the translation will be the same.
Those interested in learning more can visit Jesus.film or download the Jesus Film Insider app. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.